you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. COVID has claimed Los Angeles County's youngest victim, a 15-month-old baby. Public health officials say it is a stark reminder that the virus can be devastating for vulnerable people, including young children who are not yet eligible for vaccinations. In the 2 years since the county identified its first COVID case, the virus has claimed close to 29,000 lives, and LA County has seen more cases in January than in any other month since the beginning. But there is some good news. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says cases and hospitalizations are going down.
While we're finally turning the corner in the surge, we do need to remain cautious in order to reduce transmission to a low enough level that it poses less risk for those most vulnerable and less risk for our recovery journey.
Ferrer points out, though, that while we are past the peak of this latest surge, virus transmission remains high. Orange County has its own unfortunate distinction meantime. It has now topped 6,000 COVID-related deaths, and total cases have surpassed 500,000. On the other hand, the number of COVID-positive patients in hospitals has dropped below the 1,100 mark. Orange County's deputy health officer is urging residents to continue taking precautions to prevent the spread and reduce the strain on hospitals.
We are hearing from the ERs that it's not as heavy as it was, 2 weeks ago, but they are still very busy.
Dr. Regina Chinzio Kwong says that with the big Rams game and Lunar New Year coming up, she recommends moving gatherings outdoors. Indoor gatherings should have everyone wearing snug-fitting masks. College enrollment has dropped significantly during the pandemic, but what does it take to get students who have quit to come back? In Long Beach, administrators are putting a priority on direct outreach. KPCC's Julio Barajas reports.
The pandemic took a toll on undergraduate enrollment across the country, especially at community colleges. Governor Gavin Newsom's latest budget proposal calls for $150 million to bring back students who recently quit or help sign up those who are on the fence. At Long Beach City College, efforts like these are already in place.
We use our data to target students. So let's start with students who we've lost, who were enrolled in the fall and then not enrolled for spring.
That's Dr. Mike Munoz, the college's superintendent president.
We case manage them. And so we assign them a student success coach, and folks start to work with them to encourage them to come back.
He said the school also used federal relief funds to provide grants for things like books and childcare. Covering higher education, I'm Julia Barajas.
Several people have reported seeing dead cormorants on the Venice beach. Photographer Jonathan Alcorn says he saw about 20 of the large blackbirds dead along the beach yesterday afternoon. KPCC has inquired as to whether the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is looking into this. Debbie McGuire with the Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center in Huntington Beach says that number of dead seabirds is concerning and needs to be further investigated.
Some species have a higher death rate during specific years. There can also be other diseases and pathogens that can happen to them, viruses that we want to make sure that's not happening.
McGuire says the birds might have also ingested oil or some other toxic substance. She says anyone who encounters a sick or dying animal should not touch it. Just report the location to the local Fish and Wildlife Authority. Meantime, there is some good news on the wing about the iconic monarch butterfly. The latest count of the western population finds that they are overwintering in California in much greater numbers. At last count, about 250,000, up from about 2,000 last year. It's a big rebound, but still far below the few million that could be seen flitting about back in the 1980s. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva faced challengers to his reelection during a candidate's debate last night. KPCC's Frank Stoltz says the sheriff heard a common criticism.
All six challengers blasted Villanueva for his antagonistic relationship with the county board that controls his budget. Here's Sheriff's Captain Britta Steinbrenner, former Captain Matt Rodriguez, and Commander Eli Vera.
We have to stop calling the Board of Supervisors names.
To be the sheriff of LA County,
You have to possess at least an ounce of diplomacy.
The reckless and impulsive speech of a single person has caused tremendous damage to each member of this department.
Villanueva once again slammed the Board of Supervisors as political extremists and said voters don't want a puppet sheriff.
They do not want a sheriff who's subservient or works for the Board of Supervisors like everybody to my right is proposing to do.
The powerful deputies union sponsored the debate. It is yet to say whether it will endorse anyone in the June primary. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Los Angeles City Councilman Mike Bonin says he will not run for a third term in the June primary and will instead focus on his health and wellness. Bonin says he has struggled with depression for years, calling it a constant companion and often a heavy one. His announcement comes several days after a failed attempt to recall him, which did not receive enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. His district is a coastal one. The Pasadena Police Department is expanding technology that tracks car license plate information. 11 new cameras will be installed at 3 intersections near the Rose Bowl. Lieutenant Bill Grisafi says that the city has been using automated license plate readers for about a decade.
What it does is it captures the license plate, takes the pictures of them, and then instantly compares it to a database to let us know if, in fact, that car is stolen, if there's a warrant associated, or a variety of other things.
The information is then stored indefinitely and shared with other law enforcement agencies. The ACLU has raised concerns, though, about how the readers gather data about innocent motorists. As we approach the weekend, keep in mind part of Interstate 15 northbound will be shut down in the Lake Elsinore area for construction tomorrow night. The Riverside County Transportation Commission says two lanes will be closed at Railroad Canyon Road as crews pour concrete for new overpass segments. High temperatures today will range from the upper 60s at the beaches to the mid 70s farther inland. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.